الحمد لله رب العالمين والعاقبة للمتقين والصلاة والسلام على سيد الأنبياء والمرسلين أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم إن الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما اللهم صل على سيدنا ومولانا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا وأصحاب سيدنا ومولانا محمد مبارك وسلم الصلاة والسلام عليك يا سيدي يا رسول الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا حبيب الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رحمة للعالمين وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا شفيع المسلمين الحمد لله with the mercy and blessings of Almighty Allah تبارك وتعالى once again we are here in this gathering I pray to Almighty Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala that Allah bless us all and Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala grant us the nur and the light of hadith of Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Inshallah in this darse hadith I have selected a very very famous hadith of Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. This hadith is quoted by Imam Bukhari and Imam Muslim and many other muhaddithin, they also have mentioned this hadith. It's a very, very authentic and strong hadith. This hadith is also mentioned in Riyadu Salihin, Mishkat Sharif and many other hadith books. Abu Huraira radiallahu ta'ala anhu, who is a very famous and intelligent sahabi of Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, a very smart companion of Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wa sallam. So he said in an Abi Hurairata radiyallahu ta'ala anhu anin nabiyyi sallallahu alaihi wa sallama qala sab'atun yuzilluhumullahu fi zillihi yawma la zilla illa zilluh. The brother asked that where in Riyadu Salihin? In Riyadu Salihin, you can see in volume number 1 and the page number 344. This is the English and Arabic edition. And this is the chapter which is known as Sincere Love for the Sake of Allah. You got it, brothers? Yes. So this is also in Riyadu Salihin. This is chapter number 46. Chapter number 46. Babu Fadlil Hubbi Fillah. So this hadith Abu Huraira radiallahu ta'ala anhu narrates. He said that Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam said, Sab'atun yuzilluhumullahu fi zillihi yawma la zilla illa zilluh. Seven are the persons whom Allah will give shade of his throne on the day when there would be no shade other than his throne's shade. So on the day of judgment there would not be any shade, any shadow, any shelter except the shade or shadow of the mercy of Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala, the arsh of Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala. So Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam mentioned here that seven kind of people would be under the shade of Allah's mercy on the day of judgment, and everybody knows that that would be the toughest day, that would be the hottest day, and everyone would like to have any shade or shadow. And these are the lucky and fortunate people that they would be under the shade of Allah's mercy on the day of judgment when there is no other shade or shelter. So number one, Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, Imamun Adil, the just ruler. The just ruler.
1:30. What time should we be? 1:15, right?
Allahumma salli wa sallim wa barik ala sayyidina wa ala Muhammad wa ala ala sayyidina wa ala Muhammad wa 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 ala sayyidina wa ala Mu So the Imam al-Adil, the just ruler, the king who is just, who is doing the insaf and adl and justice, that person would be under the shade of Allah's mercy on the day of judgment. وَشَابٌ نَشَى فِي عِبَادَةِ اللَّهِ. Second one, Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, a youth who grew up worshipping Allah, that the person who spent his youth in worshipping Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. Why? Because it is very easy that if somebody is older, people think now they are weak and they don't have anything to do, so now it's easy to worship Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. However, even if somebody is old and they repent and they worship Allah, that is also appreciated. That is also the mercy of Allah. Allah would never say, even the person who in his entire life disobeyed Allah and at the end, in his old age, the person repents, makes tawbah, so Allah tabarak wa ta'ala would definitely accept his tawbah. But here we are talking about the merit of worshipping Allah when you are energetic, you are young, and you have power to do all bad things, and you choose not to disobey Allah tabarak wa ta'ala, but you worship only and only Allah tabarak wa ta'ala, and you obey the commands of Allah and the teachings of beloved Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So here Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, any young person, male or female Muslim, the one who is young and he is worshipping and obeying Allah tabarak wa ta'ala, so that is a person who is fortunate and lucky, and he would be under the shade of Allah's mercy. And number three, وَرَجُلٌ قَلْبُهُ مُعَلَّقٌ بِالْمَسَاجِدِ. And the person whose heart is attached to mosques. The person whose heart is attached with the masajid. You see the wording here. Prophet did not, sallallahu alaihi wasallam, did not say only the masjid. That there might be person who loves only one masjid. Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam mentioned masajid, because the masjid or the masajid, they are the centers of iman. They are the centers of iman. They are symbols of iman. Attachment mean your heart is always being attracted towards the masjid. Whenever you leave the masjid, it doesn't mean that you hang your heart in the masjid. No, that means whenever person leaves the masjid, he rushes, he comes back as soon as possible to masjid and sit in the masjid. And that's why there is another hadith, when some people ask Allah's Messenger, what is the best place and what is the worst place? So Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, this is hadith in Muslim, أَحَبُّ الْبِلَادِ إِلَى اللَّهِ مَسَاجِدُهَا وَأَبْغَدُ الْبِلَادِ إِلَى اللَّهِ أَسْوَاقُهَا. The best place in the sight of Allah is the masajid, the houses of Allah, the place of worship, the masajid, the mosques. And the worst places are the markets and the place of shopping, the streets. So the masjid, and there is another hadith that al-mu'minu fil masjidi kas-samaki fil ma wal munafiqu fil masjidi kat-tayri fil qafas. That mu'min is in the masjid, in the mosque, is like Prophet ﷺ had given an example, resemblance, like a fish in water. As long as fish is in water, she is comfortable. Whenever you bring her out, so she would be worried and would jump in around and would try her best to go back into the water. And the Prophet ﷺ said, the munafiq, the hypocrite in the masjid, is like a bird in a cage. When you put a bird in a cage, so the bird is trying to skip, trying to come out of the cage. So that means the munafiq, when they come to the masjid, so they want to run away from the masjid, and the mu'min or the true believer loves to sit in the masjid. So this hadith tells that the person whose heart is attached with mosques, that means the person who loves the masajid, all masajid, not only I love only this masjid because I built this. No, the mu'min loves the Masjid al-Haram, which is around Holy Kaaba. If you pray there, you worship there, you will get the 100,000 extra blessings. For each good deed is rewarded more. Or the Masjid al-Nabawi, the Masjid of Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, or Masjid al-Aqsa, that if you pray one prayer, so one prayer is in Masjid Nabawi is equal to 50,000 prayers. So the believer loves all the masajid because all the masajid are related to Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. And there is another hadith that Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, man alifa al-masjid alifahullah, the one who loves masjid, Allah tabarak wa ta'ala loves him. So this hadith tells that the third person who is lucky and who would be under the arsh or throne of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala on the day of judgment, that is the person who loves the masajid, whose heart is attached and hanged with the mosques. Number four, وَرَجُلَانِ تَحَابَّ فِي اللَّهِ اِجْتَمَعَ عَلَيْهِ وَتَفَرَّقَ عَلَيْهِ, that two persons who love and meet each other and depart from each other for the sake of Allah. The believers who loves each other, who love each other, who meet each other, who greet each other, who depart, whose connection and relationship is only for the sake of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala, for the sake of Allah. And there is another hadith where Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said that Allah tabarak wa ta'ala would say, إِنَّ اللَّهَ تَعَالَى يَقُولُ يَوْمَ الْقِيَامَةِ أَيْنَ الْمُتَحَابُّونَ بِجَلَالِي الْيَوْمَ أُظِلُّهُمْ فِي ظِلِّي يَوْمَ لَا ظِلَّ إِلَّا ظِلِّي. Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, on the day of resurrection, Allah the Exalted will say, where are those who are mutual, who have mutual love for the sake of my glory, for my jalal, for my sake? Today I shall shelter them in my shade when there will be no shade except mine. So this also tells that loving Muslim brothers is very important. And there is another hadith which highlights the importance of mutual love between the Muslim brothers. This hadith also mentioned by Imam Muslim that Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, وَالَّذِي نَفْسِي بِيَدِهِ لَا تَدْخُلُوا الْجَنَّةَ حَتَّى تُؤْمِنُوا وَلَا تُؤْمِنُوا حَتَّى تَحَابُوا أَوَلَا أَدُلُّكُمْ عَلَى شَيْءٍ إِذَا فَعَلْتُمُوهُ تَحَابَبْتُمْ أَفْشُ السَّلَامَ بَيْنَكُمْ. That Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, by him in whose hand my soul is, you will not enter Jannah until you believe, and you shall not believe until you love one another. That you will not enter the Jannah until you are mu'min, and your iman is not accepted until you love each other. And then Prophet said, may I inform you of something, if you do, you love each other, then Allah will put love in your hearts if you practice on that thing. So the Sahaba, they wanted to know, so Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, promote greeting amongst you by saying assalamu alaikum to one another. When you greet each other, when you say assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah to other person, then Allah would put love in your hearts. And there is another hadith of Muslim that Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said that a man set out to visit a brother in faith in another town. He was going to another town, and Allah sent an angel on his way. When the man met the angel, the angel asked him, where do you intend to go? Where are you going? He said, I intend to visit my brother in this town. And he said, why? Why you are going to visit him? Have you done any favor? Have you done any favor to him? Have you done any favor to him? He said, no, I have no desire except to visit him because I love him for the sake of Allah, Almighty Allah, for the sake of Allah, the Exalted, the Glorious. Thereupon the angel said, I am a messenger, I am sent by Allah to you, from that I tell you that Allah loves you as you love him. So when you love someone, Allah tabarak wa ta'ala loves you. So my dear brothers and my dear sisters, so this is the fourth category that Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam sat there would be under the shade of Arsh of Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala on the Day of Judgment. And then number 5, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, وَجْرَجُلٌ دَعَتْهُ إِمْرَأَةٌ ذَاتُ حُسْنٍ وَجَمَالٍ فَقَالَ إِنِّي أَخَافُ اللَّهِ. A man whom an extremely beautiful woman seduces for illicit relation, for wrong sexual relation, but he rejects this offer by saying, I fear Allah. Anyone who got opportunity, male or female, to have wrong sexual relation for zina, and the person is, because of the fear of Allah, is denying when he is able to do everything and there is no one who can stop him, and he has all the ability to do that, and the person is denying for the fear of Allah. The person is following the sunnah of Sayyidina Yusuf alayhi salam. So Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam said that person would also be under the shade of Allah's mercy. And number 6, وَرَجُلٌ تَصَدَّقَ بِصَدَقَةٍ فَأَخْفَاهَا حَتَّى لَا تَعْلَمَ شِمَالُهُ مَا تُنْفِقُ يَمِينُ. That a man who gives in charity and conceal it to such an extent that the left hand does not know what the right has given. That giving sadaqah and concealing it because of sadaqah, because of the ikhlas and sincerity, that you give something and you do not let other people know. Like you are giving charity and you are doing it from depth of your heart. And number 7, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, وَرَجُلٌ ذَكَرَ اللَّهَ خَالِيًا فَفَادَتْ أَيْنَاهُ. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, and a person who remembers Allah in solitude and his eyes well up, his eye sheds the tear. The person who is doing the zikr of Allah, the person who is remembering Allah, and then tears come in his eyes, and that person also would be under the shade of Allah's mercy. So these are the 7 lucky people, those who would be under the arsh of Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala, when there would not be any other shade on the Day of Judgment, on the Day of Resurrection, on the Day of Qiyamah. So my dear brothers and sisters, we should try our best to adopt these qualities, because these are the qualities which would get us under the shade of Arsh of Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala on the Day of Judgment. May Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala grant us tawfiq to be a righteous Muslim, and Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala grant us the blessings of the hadith of Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala grant us the noor of a hadith of Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and Allah grant us tawfiq to follow these teachings and these guidance, and Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala make us from these successful and lucky people and fortunate people, and Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala grant us shafaat of Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Wa akhiru da'wana alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen.